The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I have told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Pentecost Sunday, everyone. Today is one of really the greatest solemnities in the church year, where they reformed the calendar after the Second Vatican Council. It used to be that Pentecost had an octave, had an eight-day celebration just like Christmas and Easter, because the church saw that this celebration really is as important as those dates. Christmas, when Christ was born, his resurrection that we celebrated, Easter, when we're saved from our sins, and then the Feast of Pentecost, when literally the church is born. Because for us who live 2,000 years in a different continent, speaking a different language than Jesus when he was alive, the fact that the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles at Pentecost and started the church, that's what actually gives us hope. It's actually the way in which we were able to come to know Christ and to receive his good gifts. And so this celebration is just as important for us as the feast of Christmas and Easter. Because without the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we would have no way to have received that good news of Christ. We would not have been able to receive that saving grace through baptism and the sacraments. So this feast day is a lot more than just the end of the Easter season. It is 50 days after Easter, and so it is kind of the culmination of Easter. But I don't like to think of it as the end of Easter. As if the church has said, 50 days was enough celebrating the resurrection. We can kind of put that to bed and then go back to ordinary time. But instead, the church wants to show us that what happened on the day of Pentecost is what God wants to do for us through his Holy Spirit, through this advocate that Jesus promised to send upon his apostles. Because up until that moment, the apostles and Mary, they were afraid and they were together in the upper room, trusting that God had some sort of plan for them. But it seemed like something that they just had to keep private. They trusted, they had encountered the risen Jesus. They knew that he had come to life. They knew that he had given them something special. But it wasn't something they needed to do in front of anybody else or to bring to anyone. But on the day of Pentecost, when they were filled with those tongues of fire and filled with the Holy Spirit, they all of a sudden had an impetus to go and to share that news of Jesus with others. That all of a sudden they were filled with this zeal for souls to say, "I have to go out and share this good news with other people." Peter goes out and preaches that day in Jerusalem, and 3,000 people were baptized. I think we can hear that and we can feel a little, maybe a burden or a difficulty, that our duty is to go out and to share that good news like the apostles. But I don't think Peter and the apostles saw it as just a burden. Thought it's just a thing that they needed to do as followers of Jesus. Instead, on that day of Pentecost, they looked around and they said, "There are thousands of pilgrims here in the city of Jerusalem. Who else is going to tell them about the resurrection of Jesus? Who else is going to tell them about these amazing things that have happened, that we have encountered him in his resurrection? And he actually wants to give that grace and that opportunity to them. I think they looked around and didn't necessarily feel all that qualified to do that. But they knew that they were the ones that had to go do it. There was nobody else that could do it. There's nobody else that had been with Jesus for those 3 years during his public ministry. Nobody else that had witnessed his crucifixion and suffering, but also the glory of his resurrection and his forgiveness for them personally. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they're compelled by the love of God to go and share the good news with others. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what we should feel on this Pentecost Sunday. We should be able to look around in our lives and know that maybe we can't convert everybody or share the love of God with every single human on the face of the earth. But hopefully we should feel that same spirit of love, that same spirit to go and share the good news with those that we encounter. To look around and see the people that we would say, who else can bring them the love of Jesus Christ? Who else can share with them that good news? That in that, when we notice that God is not present, we can bring him into the world. That would be my prayer, especially for all our high school graduates today. As we celebrate this accomplishment of surviving in some ways through the rigors of high school, through the academics, and through the other challenges that you've encountered, that it's not just a celebration of what you've already done. It is that. It should be a sense of pride in the things that you have endured and the things that you have overcome. But it's also to say, what am I going to do with this going forward? What am I going to do with this gift of academic knowledge, but also growth in virtue and growth in imitation of Jesus Christ? How am I being called to go and share that with the people around me? Because I think the truly good news of Pentecost is not just that we have another job to do, but that, like the apostles, when we feel compelled to go out and share the good news of Jesus, we actually don't do that alone. It's not that Jesus told Peter and the apostles to go out and preach in Jerusalem and then just said, well, I'm sure you'll figure out the words and the things to do. Good luck. But instead, Jesus promised to send them the advocate. Promised to send the Holy Spirit that would come down. And he says in another part of the Gospels that he will give them the words that they need to say. He tells the apostles they don't need to practice. They don't need to rehearse for every question. But instead, the Spirit will be with them to give them the words that they need. So I think the apostles learned, starting on Pentecost, but really throughout the rest of their lives, that when they felt compelled to go and share the good news of Jesus, when they saw a place where the love of Christ was needed and said, nobody but me can do this, when they got into those moments, they didn't rely on themselves. They didn't assume that they had the right answer or that they had the words to say. Instead, in those moments, they had a great confidence and boldness to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Say, God, I don't have the words to say to this person. I don't know how to bring your gospel to them. But I believe that there is one with me, that this Holy Spirit has been poured into my soul, and that he can give me the words to say. The Holy Spirit will lead me to bring your goodness to those around me. Brothers and sisters, I think that's the good news for us on this Pentecost Sunday. That when we find ourselves noticing the ways that the love of Christ needs to come into the world, noticing how his forgiveness and generosity is needed by our friends and family, maybe how in our city or state or country we need the love and forgiveness that Christ has given us. When we see all these different things, we don't want to just assume that somebody else can do it, but to say, how can I bring the love of Christ to that moment? How am I compelled by the love of God to bring this love to their souls? That's why the apostles went to the ends of the world. That's why throughout the whole history of the church, men and women have been sent as missionaries all around the world. It wasn't just because they wanted to go on a trip or explore some new part of the globe. They were saying, those people do not know Jesus. And I want them to know his love and the joy he has brought to us in his resurrection. So I'll go halfway around the world, to go to a place that I do not even know the language. Because out of love and zeal for their souls, I want to bring them the goodness of God. Let's pray that we can find the place that we're called to bring God's goodness, that we are sent out into the world on this feast of Pentecost. But let us do so not with our own abilities and skills, but instead let us boldly ask for the help of the Holy Spirit, that he will fill us with his gifts. His gifts of wisdom and understanding, the gifts of piety and fear of the Lord, the gifts of fortitude and patience and strength and generosity. That filled with those gifts of the Holy Spirit, we won't just bring the good news of ourselves, but instead we'll bring that gospel of the triune God, the gospel that he has sent into the world to save us and to bring us back to himself. But in that way, on this Pentecost Sunday, we will boldly go out to change the world around us, going with his Holy Spirit to renew the face of the earth.